Hi, it's Aidan at TurboStream here on Audio Boo. And it's Saturday morning, just coming up to 11 o'clock. And we're really enjoying a fantastic day. The sunshine today. I think it's the 11th of January, but I'm not quite sure, to be honest. So we're just out for a bit of a stroll and a wander. Really warm under the sun. So yeah, what I wanted to talk about was online presence. Have you ever thought about your own online presence? And have you ever considered what you actually interact with the internet for? And your online activities and the legacy and see, I've been kind of inspired a little bit by Phil Sorrell, that's that daylight gambler. He's on one of his New Year's resolutions. Well, I don't know if it's a New Year's resolution, but it's certainly one of his things he wants to do, is to take himself offline for one day a month completely, switch his phone off, and just go back to normal. For want of a better phrase. So I'm thinking of doing a similar thing, reducing my online presence. I'm not going to give it up, I'm not going to disappear. I just need to reevaluate. Why I do the things I do. Yeah, so I've recently joined a thing called Foursquare, which I know a few of you use, and Instagram, and a few of the bits and bobs that I've kind of interacted with. But I must say, with Foursquare, I'm at the moment, so I'm failing to see the point of it. I don't really understand what it's there for. I mean, for instance, yesterday I took myself down to Coventry to go and look at the Transport Museum, and I decided I'd record the tracks on ViewRanger for the walking parts. That worked okay. And then as I went, I was checking in on Foursquare. And I'll be honest, I found the whole process a bit of a pain in the backside. Now, I purposely don't have a mobile phone contract with data, simply for the fact that I very rarely use my phone as a talking device. And I can't seem to find any data plan in the UK that is reasonably affordable and just gives me what I want. So consequently, when I'm out and about, as is now, I've turned the data off, so I'm hopefully recording this track on ViewRanger, but offline, upload later on. Now, if I also have a data plan, I'm pretty sure that the phone would be in data mode all the time, and I'll be getting tweets, and I'll be tempted to look at my phone, and I'm trying to get away from the fact that a phone is a phone. It's a device for me to achieve useful things. Now with Foursquare, that's becoming a reason to have the phone on data. You can choose up my data. Just going to cross a little bridge and a few ambient sounds of the river. A little weir. I'm just walking through Bourneville. I think this is the River Rye, which I've talked about. There's a little concrete shelf. Yeah, so talking about full screen. I can't see the logic of it. I think I follow a few people on Foursquare. All one word. Top Gold, Dial Up Gambler, Dean Reed. But then I'm getting home, I'm looking at my homepage and it comes up with a few of their check-ins. And I'm liking them. But I don't know why I'm liking them. It sounds a bit bizarre, doesn't it? And they like me, of course, which is... She's all very nice, and I thank them for that. And the same as Instagram, I've got onto Instagram and I've started not to share some of my photos. I've gone through the process of doing the edits and then backtracking, but it still saves the photo. But I'll probably still keep on with Instagram, but not as much. And I need to really just interact with a couple of apps. I mean, I've reached this morning before I came out, I went onto Twitter and I unfollowed about 40 or 50 people. Either the accounts are inactive or they didn't really tweet, or probably because I just didn't want to have information off anymore. None of you guys. Which starts to make me think about my online presence and why I do it. So I think for 2014 it's going to be keep it simple. Using one of my three words for 2014. Just reduce my online activity to the point where I'm actually going back to where I used to be. You think I'm coming up 45. The first half of my life there was no internet. So what earth did I do with my time without internet? I must have done something. Mostly at work, I suspect. But now I've got a little bit more free time. I really need to almost go back to basics. So I'm going to try and wean myself off. Constantly checking my iPad mini and my iPhone, and not my iPhone, but my phone. And just go back to enjoying life. That's really where I'm at with the internet at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see if anybody else is trying to do the same thing and what their reaction to it is. So once again, thanks for listening, and we will catch you in the next book.